From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Watch for construction on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street. It's causing a slight backup, so give yourself a few extra minutes there. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Friday morning, kicking off the day with a few storms early this morning, but those should clear out by sunrise. We've got sunny skies this afternoon, a high of 95. Winds from the northwest about 15 to 25, could gust up to 30 at times. Tonight, looking at mostly clear skies, a low of 67 degrees. Saturday, a high of 88 degrees with those sunny skies. Breezy winds from the north will slowly begin to warm up into Sunday, back into the low 90s before even more heat expected heading into next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I have no problem with what LeBron James did. None. At this stage in your career, you can do whatever you want. You want to go back home just to go back home? Now, you do have a great chance of winning with that lineup. If he wanted to go back to Miami, because why not? Go to Miami. You want to go to Philadelphia because you have the best chance to win? You've earned that right. Chasing rings. If Giannis didn't want to go to Miami, he would have told the Bucks, I don't want to go to Miami. Why did he go to Miami? He probably thought he had a better chance of winning there. If the Knicks didn't win the title this year, I think Giannis would be a New York Knick and Karl Anthony Towns wouldn't be there. Or LeBron might be a New York Knick. But I don't know if you go, I have a chance to decide where I want to go. Let me go to a worse situation. Who does that?
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Kansas Fan Headquarters. 97.5 and 1240 KFH Radio.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. Last show of the current format before we switch things up starting Monday. Going 8 to 11, all live, all ready for your comments, calls, commentary, all of it. And it'll be an interesting change. We're ready for it. We'll get you there in no time. We'll be right there rocking and rolling into the fall. My goodness, there is nothing better, TJ, than Sports Talk Radio in the fall. So much fun, endless, the reactions, all of it, so fun. In this slower time, we hope you've enjoyed. Before it hits chaos mode again, I'm telling you, we got kids back in school in a couple of weeks. The activities are going to begin. We're already kind of kicking up some of their practices and stuff. And those days of like, oh, I literally have an assigned evening activity every single night of the week. And we're about to have another baby. Woo. Chaos mode. Chaos mode, but we'll be ready for it. We'll be ready for it. I'll be on paternity leave from KWCH, TJ. The entirety of it will come during football season.
There's a world where you come back, KU, K-State, and the Chiefs could all be out of it.
Just correct. Now, for radio, it won't be as long. I'll probably think a couple of weeks, TJ will hop in here with Brady, no big deal. But for TV, 6 weeks. Kudos to our company. This was not the policy when I had my other three kids. I'll tell you that. This will be nice. This will be welcome. We're at our age. We're going to need it. But I will have walked away from television coverage. They'll be 3 weeks into the season, I think. KU and K-State. And when I return, we'll be 2 or 3 games maybe left. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild to see it. I don't know what to do, but I do know that the endless hours and wackiness of it while having football will be an interesting dynamic. In the fall, you know, when you can cook whatever, it'll be something. But we'll be here each day starting next week with you from 8 to 11, 3 live hours. Glad to be doing it. It'll be a fun and interesting change that we're ready for. All right. TJ, Chiefs camp. We had an interesting day at Chiefs camp yesterday, both on and off the field. Let's start on the field, where we see, according to reports, Patrick Mahomes under center a lot. That's a big deal. That's the way that Kenneth Walker has run. And this was a question when they brought him in, right? Are they going to continue to go in shotgun and hand it off that way? I'm not sure that they will. If Mahomes' knee is okay and he's looked good in practice, we see some of the videos, the mobility and everything looks fine. If they go under center with Kenneth Walker, then now we're really talking about a new offense. More play action, probably a little less of all the motion and craziness. What are the chances this isn't just a, well, they'll hand it off more, but this is legitimately a new offense this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I don't know if I want to say I expect it because, you know, we're asking an old dog to learn new tricks almost of not so much Patrick Mahomes, but more so Andy Reid, I think, of just saying like, hey, we're going to retool this. We're going to go under center. But I think that if you look at what all the fans have been saying is that like, man, I think this would be better if we were under center. I think that even last year there was a lot of people saying that I think that we could do a lot more under center. I think that the rest of the league has caught up to the fact that we're going to throw the ball 40 times a game. When we're in the shotgun, I get that there's the benefits of being in the shotgun, but whenever they know the pass is coming, basically every time, I think that you'll lose a little bit of your appeal. So I think that there is something to be said about going under center, and the main thing, Jacob, is just the fact of how good they could be in a play-action offense, right?
Yeah. Yeah, with that player in particular, mm-hmm. right? That's the thing. It's now. I don't want to overstate it either, because what if Kenneth Walker misses time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to put all the Chiefs' eggs in the basket of Kenneth Walker.
I don't even think it's so much of Kenneth Walker. I think it's just the retooling of your philosophy, and it's nice to have a good horse to lead the way.
Where's our Nebraska football fans? Did Emmett Johnson ever get, does any college ever go under center anymore? Did Emmett Johnson take snaps out of the eye? Like, I don't know. But I'm sure he can adjust. He's got camp in the preseason. And I don't even know, like, what percentage will we see the Chiefs under center? Is it going to be exclusively? Will it be a mixture? I mean, what was the percentage before? Almost never?
Yeah.
Outside of goal line situations, right? I can't think of any.
I would say so.
So, I don't know. There are a lot of intriguing things out of it. Now, Justin Fields is there. If they utilize him, that's probably not an under center situation. That's probably more of a shotgun read option type thing. I still am very curious. And here's what I'd work if I was Andy Reid. Can Justin Fields be Kareem Hunt? I'm not saying turn around and hand it to him. What I'm saying is the Chiefs were near unstoppable last year in short yardage. I think it was 1 yard or less. I don't think it was two. I think it was 1 yard or less. They were more effective than the tush push.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt was. Can they just, it doesn't even have to be the tush push. Could be, but it doesn't have to be. Can they just have Justin Fields quarterback sneak every time on third and one?
So that's the thing, is that the Chiefs have never done that, because whenever they do, you know, tush push, but it's not really a tush push, whenever they sneak in the past, it's been they put Blake Bell into motion.
Well, it should have been Blake Bell doing the tush push is what it should have been.
Yeah, because they don't want Mahomes in there, obviously. It's been Blake Bell motions in, gets under center really quick and takes it and sneaks it himself. And I think it turned into Noah Gray did that a little bit. But it's always got to be something sneaky like that, because I think that if they were like, okay, they're going to bring in Gardner Minshew for this play.
Right.
I wonder what they're going to do. Right, I think that now it opens up a wrinkle where they're, I think they will use Justin Fields. I mean, I'd be shocked if they, you know, they might use Justin Fields once a drive, right? I think there's a world where that could be a thing.
Can he just, like, if it's third and one, just bring him in. He's your quarterback sneak.
I'm fine if there's a world where Justin Fields plays every drive, every long drive, but because one, it throws the wrinkle into where if you ever are short yardage, you can sneak with him, and that's probably what the defense is going to expect. But it also opens up the world where, okay, we're going to act like we're going to do this, and then he drops back and he can throw a pass, right? I think that
you're going to leave Mahomes on the field in a lot of the situations you do this, and you're going to line him up out wide. And if you line him up out wide, yeah, you set up the trick play that you'd almost never run unless the defense gives you something. You're never going to throw a screen up to Mahomes to try to set up some trick play. You're not doing that. But what you can do is just send him out there. Send him out to the sideline, right? You just go stand out there. And Fields slash Mahomes can look at a defense and make a check, make that call. Then Fields perhaps drops out. Mahomes comes back under center or into shotgun. Now you run a play because defense is set in a way that you think you could take advantage of it. I think it's something they should look at because it is, we've spent almost no time on this. Losing Kareem Hunt's ability to pick up short yardage first downs is a loss to this offense. As little explosion as they had in the run game and as much of a problem as that was at times, there was nobody better in football last year at picking up short yardage first downs than Kareem Hunt. They're losing that, and they need to, that's a loss. That is a loss when you're going to try to play the style of offense they're going to play. So either way, Mahomes under center, it's good news, in my opinion. I don't know. I'll be curious to kind of see this and hear this. I don't know how much, does it become 50-50? Does it become more under center than not under center? Has Mahomes ever in his life played under center? I doubt it, man. High school football's not played that way anymore. Certainly not in Texas. It's not played that way anymore unless you're in small town Texas. Mm-hmm. So I doubt it.
Yeah.
Of course he can. He especially can if his knee's good and he has the ability to make that drop.
Yeah. I think that was also a big question is can Mahomes play under center with a torn ACL? That's a lot of, turning and pivoting, right? I think it's easier on your, messed up knee to probably play shotgun because it's a lot of standing, dropping, throwing, not a, in layman's terms, take it, drop back, turn around, throw it. It's more complicated than that. But I think that it is. I think, by the way, let's pivot to that. Have you seen the videos? He's jumping around and skipping.
I'm paying less attention to that and more attention to the fact that he doesn't look limited in his football movements at all. Yeah. The jumping and skipping are good to see because it means he doesn't feel limited, right? It's the same motions we've always seen from him, the same little skip that he'll do. I think more than anything, what we're seeing is it doesn't look like anything is different other than he's wearing a knee brace.
And I think that there's always been, that's the one thing that I always try to pay attention to is we've seen guys that have, the ghost injuries, right? Where you tore your ACL and you're healthy, but you're scared to use that ACL. And subconsciously, you kind of have a limp and you're making sure that you don't land on that foot and you're making sure you don't plant hard with that foot. And I think that you could pull up a video to your point. You pull up a video from last year and you can see Mahomes running next to Mahomes running now. It looks the same.
Don't you think too, the bigger risk everyone keeps talking about, maybe he's not going to run as much. He's coming off an ACL. And I think about that and I'm like, no, when Mahomes runs, I'm not I'm trying to envision his runs and when he does it and how he does it. And I think I'm far more concerned with his knee, with the quick movements in the pocket and the scrambling than I am for just him actually just taking off and running. I don't think taking off and running is going to put as much strain on whatever repair work is done as two steps plant, cut the other way to try to avoid a sack. Those little movements in the pocket seem to me like they would be just as dangerous as him stepping up and taking off and running in a straight line down the field, right? So I don't know. I mean, maybe at some point before the season starts, we'll try to get a sports medicine person or somebody to explain to us in the recovery of an ACL, what are the limitations? Are there, when it's repaired and fully repaired, and of course they're doing imaging on this thing all the time, once it's fully repaired, does the fact that it tore in the first place make it more likely at all to tear again? Or do you start back over at zero? Because if you start back over at zero and his movement isn't being limited, then what does any of this matter? You just go, right? I don't know the answers to those. I don't know if you're more likely to re-tear an AC. I don't think that you are, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But I don't know, like, some of the things that we've worried about as we're seeing video of him, I'm like, man, I'm like, the video yesterday, the one you're talking about, I think, where he's kind of skipping around, like, it's when he takes it under center, drops back a few steps, hands it, and then immediately, like, cuts to his left. That's where I'm like, that feels like that would put more strain on the knee right there, what he just did, than him dropping back, seeing nothing, and literally taking off and running up the field for 50 yards.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't, it doesn't look like he's limited at all to me so far, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's wild. And I think that, like, your brain tells you as you watch this is that we should temper our expectations, because that's what our brain tells us to do, because it's like, well, he's hurt. Like, I don't know if he'll really be ready. Like, is he actually fine?
There's a very real possibility that it's not he's hurt. It's he was hurt and is fine now. Yeah. Right? Like, he may not still be hurt. He may just be wearing a brace and be back
to 100%. That's what I'm saying. My eyes tell me that he's going to start week one, and my brain tells me there's no way he's going to start
week one. He is starting week one. Like, that's not even he may not start week one of the preseason, just because who knows, but he's out there taking all the first team reps. Why wouldn't he start week one? Like, why would you not start him week one?
So wild.
Craziness. One other thing before we shift, we'll have Jalen Thompson in to talk Royals next segment. We also hear from Clark Hunt on the stadium yesterday. That was the other news out of Chiefs camp, TJ. We get some, you know, some thoughts and insight into the always closed roof, to the transparent top, to the decision to go with a full 70,000 again instead of making it smaller, which has become a trend. I thought we got good. I was satisfied with the reasons on all the answers to those questions.
I think that the biggest thing that we learned, there's a lot of that he said in the past. The biggest thing that we learned, I think, is why he wanted the glass roof. I think that we all kind of thought it would be a glass roof is the expectation that I think that we knew, because we knew it was going to be, I'm pretty sure we knew it was going to be closed for quite a while. And I think that he really explained it the best way that I've heard, is that they, you know, you think about AT&T Stadium, it opens, but when you look up, you don't really see the sky.
Well, it's never open. He said in their research, they found, like, these sites and these places that do it almost never open their roofs anyway.
Yeah. So,
like, he said they might open it four times a year.
I think the best possible option for, honestly, a lot of these teams that are building new stadiums, and a lot of NFL teams are doing this, but, like, even for MLB, whenever they're doing these kind of things, I think, like, you know, even the Trop kind of did it a little bit, not quite, but their roof is translucent. I think that doing that makes you feel more outside than a roof that does open.
I agree with that.
And there's some that are, you know, I was thinking, like, the Ranger Stadium feels like an exception because the entire roof comes off. Right. Like, the top just comes off. It's not like a door opens. And so I think there's something to be said about it, that I like that idea. I like the fact that whenever it's a day game, it's going to look like a day game. It's going to feel like a day game in there. It's just not going to be 100 degrees. So I'm pro glass roof. Again, I've been inside Allegiant Stadium, and I think that it's really awesome just to see what it's like, to see the sunlight come in and all the things about all that. So that's really cool stuff. And then again, I think that he emphasized again what we'd already heard from him back when they passed this to be a thing coming to Kansas, is that there's two things that absolutely can't change, and it's we're going to have tailgating, it's going to be loud. And, you know, he said yesterday that they had acoustical engineers trying to make sure they are building it the way that sound will be trapped and make it loud in there. And they need to see the design for the parking lot, because they're not just going to throw that in there and just not care about it. The parking lot's got to make sense to be able to tailgate in there. And so, again, if you're a Chiefs fan, there's part of you I know that is like, man, this really sucks that Arrowhead's leaving. But whenever you look across the league, the stadium that they are building outside the Bills stadium is going to be really cool and still have a lot of tradition that theirs has. But, I mean, you're getting basically a brand new Arrowhead Stadium with a roof, and that's what it's going to be.
I've changed my tune. I'm very much pro roof now. I don't think they were going to be able to get retractable. When I saw the design of it look like Arrowhead, I'm like, this is the way. This is the best way. I keep thinking of Minnesota's stadium and the atmosphere that you see in their new stadium. Like, I have not been to SoFi. I've not been to Minnesota Stadium either. But when you watch it, like, SoFi doesn't scream to me home field advantage. Minnesota's does, though.
Yeah.
Like, you watch a Vikings, it's loud. They're going nuts. It's all right there. So, like, I think they made all the right calls. I'm supportive of the
It'll be crazy to see. They talked about they're trying to get Final Fours in there like we expected. Seeing a Final Four in there with a glass roof, that's going
to
be wild.
It might be hard to... It'd be like playing outdoor basketball. It'd be a different dynamic completely. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Jalen Thompson, a Royals insider, joins us next. Don't go away.
Royal Blue runs deep in this town. 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Kansas Fan Headquarters, brings you Royals insider Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star every Friday morning on Sports Daily. The inside story on your Kansas City Royals. Fridays on KFH, Wichita's most listened to sports radio. Always live on the free Odyssey app and at kfhradio.com. We all